当这首诗在伦敦第一次唱的时候
，When this song was first presented in London,
George the Second, 英国的王帝在包厢的里面
，King George the Second was in the VIP seat.
当他听到耶稣是万王之王的时候
，When he heard the phrase Jesus is the Lord of Lords,
他看自己不过是一个英国王
，He looked at himself and realized he's just a king of England.
所以他就站在耶稣基督的面前。
So he wanted to stand in front of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当他站在耶稣面前的时候
，When he was standing before the Lord,
全场的百姓，他认为连王都站起来，我哪里好意思坐下来
？All the people realized that since the king was standing up, they better stand up as well.
对，所有的人也都站起来。
So everybody stood up.
从此以后，全世界只有一首歌是唱的时候，每一个人都要站起来。
From that time onwards, there's only one song in the entire world. When it is being sung, everybody needs to stand in attention.
这个是音乐历史上一件很奇妙的事情。
This is a miraculous thing in the history of music.
但是
，However，
当我思想这个问题的时候
，When I think about this problem，
我就把两件事连在一起。
I'm joining two different matters together.
第一件
，First one，
就是 Handel 写这首诗歌的时候，曾经有怎样的经历呢
？What kind of experience did Handel had when he wrote this hymn？
原来他从开始到结束。一共只用23天的时间写整部的弥赛亚。
The entire chorus of Messiah was written only in 23 days.
他写完的时候
，After he had finished,
他对人讲一句从来没有音乐家敢讲的话语。
He said something which no musicians had ever dared say.
他说 ，I did think, I did see all heavens before me, and all also the great God Himself.
说我真的看见了完全的天堂，也看见了伟大的上帝。
When I wrote the Hallelujah Chorus，
当我写弥赛亚的时候，
如果你研究 Handel 以前的作品
，If you understand Handel's previous work，
你就发现这个主题曾经在他的 Organ Concerto 里面曾经出现过。
You'll find the same theme in his Organ Concerto。
那是人很伟大的的音乐情感写出来。
It is something that came about from great emotions of human beings。
那个旋律呢，不产生高潮。
But the rhythm does not have a climax.
它的旋律是，那这样的就没有产生这个高潮。
And there's no sense of climax in it.
当他写哈利路亚的时候
，But when he wrote Hallelujah Chorus,
很不一样。
It's a different feeling.
我相信有神的灵感在他的身上。
I believe that the spirit of God was upon him.
第二件事，我想什么呢
？The second thing I was thinking about.
为什么是英国王站出来
？Why is it that the king of England is the one who spoke?
为什么不是泰国王站出来
？Or why not the king of Thailand?
为什么不是缅甸王站出来
？Or the king of Myanmar?
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那时英国的王是全世界权柄最大、版图最多的王。
Because at that time the British Empire was the greatest and the king had the greatest authority.
如果是小乡下一个小王站起来，就没有什么特别的。
It's nothing special. It's just a small king stands up.
因为全世界最有权柄的王站起来，才表示耶稣基督真是万王之王。
The most powerful king in the entire world stood up. This means that Jesus indeed is the king.
那么为什么英国王站起来呢
？Why the king of England？
因为 Handel 在那边做这首歌，他才站起来。
Because Handel wrote the song, so he stood up.
Handel 是不是英国人
？Is Handel a British？
不是
，He was not English.
Handel 是英国人，是德国人。
He was German.
他1712年才搬到这个。英国去。
In 1712, he moved to England.
当他搬到英国去的时候
，And after he has moved to England,
他是对德国的皇帝说：“我请假到伦敦，以后不久我就回来了。”
He took leave from the King of Germany.
后来他到了伦敦，伦敦很吸引他，他就忘记回家去了。
But London was an attractive place, and he forgotten to go home.
所以他就得罪了那个王。
And so because of that, he offended the king.
最凑巧的是什么呢
？What is coincidental about this?
不久以后，英国的王死了，没有后代。要从德国请王到英国做王。
The strange thing is that the king did not have any descendants, so they had to ask someone from Germany to come over.
所以就请了他所得罪的王到伦敦来做他的王。
And he asked the king that he has offended to come to England.
他才记得从前曾经请假没有回家，他吓死了。
And he was afraid because he took leave and never returned.
以后呢，德国的王到英国做王的时候，还是请他做宫廷的乐长。
But still, the German king asked him to be the chief musician in the palace.
所以呢，上帝要英国王尊重他， 就要把德国王搬到英国来，把德国的这个作曲家搬到伦敦来。
So in order that the king of England would respect God, God gave them the German musician and German kingship.
我每次有一些思想的时候，
sometimes when I think about things like that,
我就要把时间许多的事情连在一起想， I mean, 然后用神学的观念来处理这些事。
I want to link everything together and look at it from a theological perspective.
这两件事告诉我们什么？
What does these two things tell us?
上帝是历史的主宰。
That God is the Lord of history.
大家说一二三。后来呢？1739年的时候
，But by 1739,
Handel 就写了一个歌剧，叫做《Israel in Egypt》。
Handel wrote an opera called Israel in Egypt。
对不起，一个 oratorio。
Oratorio。
这是他用两个这个唱诗班八音来对唱的。
He used two choir to sing against each other.
他写了这一部了以后呢，
After he finished his work,
到19世纪的时候，
By the 19th century,
就变成相当被英国人贵族很喜欢的一个神曲。
It became a piece of work that was liked by the royalties.
到了20世纪的时候，
By the 20th century,
有一个犹太人，
There is a Jew,
他呢对英国第一次世界大战有很大的贡献。
Who contributed greatly in the World War One for England?
他用化学所制造出来的炸药，使战争的技术同这个武器的果效有很大的进步。
He used chemistry to invent a explosion so that the entire war was changed.
这个人叫做 Weizmann.
This person's name was Weizmann.
他就在英国。
And he was living in England.
因为他对英国有贡献。
Because he contributed to England.
所以英国呢感到这个犹太人呢是他们应当要纪念的。
So they wanted to remember him.
当这个以色列要立国的时候，
When Israel, the nation of Israel was to be formed,
全阿拉伯的回教国都反对。
All the Arabian states were against it.
而后来呢，英国支持这件事情。
But England was supportive of it.
就是因为纪念到 Weizmann 的功劳。
Because they remember Weizmann and his work.
而当时呢，这个统治哈勒斯丁的地方也是英国。
And England was the lord over Palestine.
所以神借助英国准许这一个犹太1948年立国。
So by 1948, the lord used England to help Israel establish the nation.
立国的时候呢
，When the nation was established,
苏俄也没有反对。
There was no objection from Russia.
其实呢，如果他们要反对的话
，But if they were to be opposing to it,
很多事情是很麻烦的。
There will be lots of trouble.
但是苏俄感觉到阿拉伯的势力应当有另外一个敌对的力量抗衡，所以他赞成了。
But the Russians wanted a balance in power in Arabian countries.
等到联合国组成的时候
，But when the United Nations was formed,
你发现苏联最讨厌的国家之一就是以色列。
You realize that Russia hated the Israelites.
他们在过去的历史中间，六分之五的否决权是他一个政府所做的。
And for the past history, all the veto power came from this one government.
但是圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us,
神的旨意一定要成全。
The will of God will be accomplished.
所以今天借着《哈利路亚》这首诗歌，我们联想一些上帝是历史的主宰的事情。
So through the Hallelujah chorus, we want to think about God being the Lord of history.
今天晚上我要与大家总结算二十世纪怎么笨。那二十一世纪怎么危险
？And this evening we want to give a full summary of how 20th century has been a silly century, but 21st century is full of crisis.
我们要从创造历史、创造时间的上帝来看这个历史要怎样面对神的审判。
From the God who has created time and history, we want to see how God will judge the rest of the world.
今天早上。
And this morning,
是一个很特别的主的崇拜。
We have a special worship service.
所以我们把这个地方当作礼拜堂，就变成全东南亚最大的礼拜堂了。
So we use this place like a church. So we have the biggest church in the whole of Southeast Asia.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们许多不同宗派的人一同聚集。
There are many of us from different denominations.
我们在这里敬拜上帝。
But we are worshiping God here.
你就可以想象有我们在天上的情形。
So you can imagine what you will be like in paradise.
在天上没有卫理公会。
In heaven there is no vendor.
天上没有圣公会
there are no Anglicans,
天上有真正为父真理的教会
but there is a church that truly defend the truth.
天上没有卫理公会但是有保卫真理的教会
but there is a church that will fight for the truth.
天上没有圣公会但是有又圣了又公的教会
there is no Anglican church but there is a church that is holy and indeed common.
Amen.
Amen.
有一次约翰卫斯理讲了一句话
John Wesley said this.
他说你们上天堂的时候有三件事使你很惊奇。
You will be surprised by three things when you're in heaven.
第一,
Firstly,
你发现天堂里面应该去的都不去。
You realize that many people whom you think should be in heaven are not there.
第二,
Secondly,
不应当到的会跑出来。
Those you think are not there happens to be there.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为很多假冒伪善的基督徒不上天堂。
Because there are a lot of hypocritical Christians who will not enter the kingdom.
假冒伪善的牧师传道不上天堂。
Hypocritical pastors and preachers will not be in heaven.
你以为会去的,没有去。
So you think those people will be in heaven, but they did not.
第二,
Secondly,
你以为那些坏人,那些不应该得救的人,后来得救了。
You think that some people are quite bad, so they should not be saved, but they are saved.
他们后来悔改归向神。
But because perhaps in the end they repented and returned to God.
第三,
Thirdly,
你感到很惊奇的,
the things you'll be surprised about.
天上没有一个卫理公会的会员。
In heaven there is no Methodist.
那么呢，这个这些人就很奇怪了。
So people were surprised.
对，约翰卫斯理是创办卫理公会，怎么可以讲这个话
？John Wesley created and founded the Methodist Church.
他就解释了。
So he explained.
上天堂的人
，those who are in heaven，
不是弟兄会的会员
，are not brethren，
不是福音堂的会员
，and not from the gospel church，
不是圣公会的会员
，and not Anglicans，
不是天主教的会员
，and not Roman Catholic，
不是这个。
不是敬信的会议，那么是谁呢？是那些跟随耶稣基督真正悔改重生得救的人。There are people who truly follow our Lord Jesus Christ who have repented and received His salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
你很不甘愿的样子。
You're not very willing.
Amen. 我们凭着什么到主的面前？
From what do we come before the Lord?
不是凭着我的功劳。
We did not come because of work.
不是凭着组织。
Or our organization.
不是凭着堂会。
Or our denomination.
不是凭着宗派。
Or our work.
乃是凭着耶稣基督的宝血。
But by the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 我们大家站起来。 彼此握手，在基督里面，我们一同握手。
Let us greet each other.